السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. Indeed, all praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sustainer of the world. We send durood and salam, peace and salutations upon our noble master Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. The greatest bounty that could possibly be conferred upon any person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with iman. For a simple reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار فلن يقبل من أحدهم ملء الأرض ذهبا ولو افتدى به. That those people who die in the condition of disbelief, on the day of Qiyamah, when they come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be prepared to give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this entire world filled with gold in lieu of the bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give the believers. فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Allah ta'ala says it will never be accepted from them. Every person knows the value of gold. 1 kruger rand, perhaps 30,000 rand. If I've got 10, I'm feeling very happy. This entire hall, if it's filled with that, how much money do I not have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this entire world is filled with that gold. Then too, this iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with is more precious and more valuable. So the first lesson for today is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this iman. We need to make sure we leave this world with iman. And a simple message taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Allah ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful for any of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase it. So daily I need to take out time, less than a minute, to say, oh Allah, I'm grateful for this iman you have given me. I'm grateful for this Islam you have given me. And Allah's promise is not only what Allah keep us with that iman, but Allah's promise is Allah will increase that iman for us, inshaAllah. Basically, Mufti Saab, when he was speaking, I was writing my bayan down. So to understand what's happening here, Mufti Saab mentioned the first story about this young boy in Chile and how all the positive aspects. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bashira wa nazira. One who gives glad tidings and one who warns as well. So everyone tells everyone about Jannah, no one speaks about Jahannam. When I say this, they say you're sending everyone to Jahannam. I'm not sending you, you're choosing to go. I just show you the way. So in a similar vein, Maulana mentioned about this person in Chile that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him. For whatever reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen his guidance, we should not be those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose to misguide someone. It was a Maulana that was also in the USA, Maulana Yasin, one of my friends, and he stayed there for about 10 years. So he told us the story of one person that had become a Muslim. And how did he become a Muslim? From the internet. So when he was explaining to him his whole story, he says, my life was such, every one of you maybe like it, every night I had a different woman in one hand and a different drink in the other hand. And every night this was the way I should spend my life. He says, until one day I fell off to sleep. And when I woke up, I found myself in this position of sajda. So he says, every time I wanted to sleep, I couldn't sleep. But when I went to the sajda position, I found that I could find my sleep and I would do this. Sometime this happened, then I realized I need to find out in which culture do they have this posture. So he says, on the internet I saw a Muslim do this here. And like this, I became a Muslim on the internet. I realized that my entire Islam was from the internet. 5 times salah, a person has to read, the 5 times of salah, postures, du'as, everything I learned. Until one day he says, I was walking in the street and I saw a Muslim. So I was excited. The first time I'm going to meet a Muslim, businessman. I greeted him, salamu alaikum, how are you? Alhamdulillah, he was happy. I told him, now I'm also a Muslim. So can we sit and discuss something about the religion? No problem, he said. After I close my shop, we'll come, this is my address, you come to my house, we'll have a meal with us, and we'll continue with the discussion. So he said, I was very excited, no problem. And I was waiting for this time. I read my Asr Salah. After Asr, I went to his house. We sat down, he invited me in. Perhaps some drinks were served, fruit, etc. The food was being prepared. And now, according to my time, I saw it's already Maghrib time. So I told him, you know what, let's perform our Maghrib Salah. It's time for Salah. He said, no, don't worry about that, we'll read it a bit later. Don't worry, we'll continue. And we were continuing the discussion, and I'm realizing that the Maghrib time, our time will say maybe 1 hour and 20 minutes. It's already 1 hour, 10 minutes gone. So I had to make an excuse and leave myself. I told that person I got some work to do. Immediately I left his residence. Wherever I had the chance, I performed my Maghrib Salah. So he's telling us, Maulana, my entire life I was a Muslim living according to Islam. I'm not saying that you may become a Muslim on the internet. But he says, the day I met a true Muslim, that's the day I almost missed my Salah. So like Maulana mentions, on the one side of the scale, we've got those people, alhamdulillah, who are an inspiration to us. It should not be that we are inspiring people in the negative way. If you can't let anyone do good, then don't let them be, you be the means of them doing evil. Incident of Hazrat Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu comes to mind. He says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were asked about the good. But Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu says, I asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the fitnas. One of the hadith is perhaps on the notice board also, will there be any good, after that there will be fitna, and then good again, and then fitna. The entire hadith is narrated. The object of this gathering here perhaps is, they say we have to understand the fitnas and ways of combating this fitna. So fitnas will differ from time to time. Every person has different fitnas. For certain people, a wealth is a fitna. For other people, for them to spend is easy. You see a person, he gives millions, I just build one masjid, here's the money, build a masjid. And you think, if I was in that person's position, never. I couldn't even give 1 or 2,000 then. So for me, that wealth is a fitna. And everything else that passes in this world is a means of trial and tribulation. Maulana also mentioned, Mutisab, towards the end, he said, as a Muslim, not only as a youth, as a Muslim, it's you do what you want to do. You've reached that age where you need to do what you want to do. So I feel that perhaps I still got lots of my life left. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding each and every human being. Allah ta'ala says, بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. The human being's desire is that I must carry on living the way I want to. In our terms, you say, I live in sin. بَلْ يُرِيدُ الْإِنسَانُ لِيَفْجُرَ أَمَامَهُ يَسْأَلُ أَيَّانَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. When is this Qiyamah coming that you're talking about? People are saying Qiyamah is coming. When is it? When is it? That's the attitude of the youth. I'll carry on the way doing I want to do. And when I get old, then inshallah, I will change my life. I read the ayah in the very beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every living soul shall have to taste death. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ وُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Successful indeed is that person who's taken away from Jahannam and made to enter Jannah. Everyone perhaps knows the first ayat that was revealed to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra. What was the last ayah revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because everything depends on the end. How I die, the entire akhirat of mine is dependent on my death. The last ayah of the Quran that was also revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Fear that day when which you will be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will receive a full recompense of your deeds. So I can't say after 5 years I'm going to start doing the good. Every person knows how much of our life we have passed already. And for many of us sitting here, perhaps the portion that's still to come is going to be much shorter. No one knows. Everyone is going to leave this world. Am I prepared to leave this world? Other Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. See, we think I need to live my life up. Live up the life, they say. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That the year after, the home of the year after, that is definitely the life that a person should be looking forward to. But again was the condition of the human being, فَلْتُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ. I know, this is what I can see. I'm seeing benefits in this world, so I have to live according to the benefits I see. The Akhirah, Mawlana mentioned, in the exam you get full marks. Everyone knows. Abdul Hamid mentions time and again. Ask any person, how many rakats in Isha Salah? I won't ask you. Everyone knows, 17 rakats. Then the next question, how many rakats did you read? So you have the knowledge of it, but you have the yaqeen in it. I know there's 5 times Salah that is daily. I know this is halal, I know that is haram. Knowing is not sufficient. Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding the disbelievers in Makkah, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They knew Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as being a messenger the way they knew their old children. That this child, he loves this color, this one likes this toy, this one likes to eat this sweet. They knew and recognized Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but this did not make them believers. Why? They did not have the yaqeen in it. So when Allah Ta'ala says something, or Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions something, what is my response to it? Someone says Allah mentions in the Quran al-Kareem and he quotes an ayah of the Quran. That does not suit what I am doing. Or the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions this. And this is totally against what I am doing. What is my response? It's the same like that ayah where Allah Ta'ala says, when the time comes, when is this qiyamah you are talking about? When that time comes, I'll sort myself out. Is that the attitude you'll be having? Allah Ta'ala mentions, as Mawlana said, that a person do what he wants to do. So Allah Ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. You are now big enough, you are old enough, Allah Ta'ala is giving you the guidance. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ. This is the path. This is the path you need to follow. This is the Sharia. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. Either this person is going to be grateful, or a person is going to be ungrateful. The example used in the Quran. In other words, when I've seen the path, it's now my choice. I choose where I want to go. Ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, many, one upon the other. إِنَّ شَدْرَةَ الزَّقْهُمْ تَعَامُ الْأَثِيمُ كَالْمُهُلِ يَغْرِمْ فِي الْبُطُونَ. Describing the severity and the horrors of Jahannam. I know this is a story, but I'm still choosing that no, I want to go this side. Allah Ta'ala has given me this choice. And now it's my decision. I have to decide where I'm going to go. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, those people whose scales of deeds are heavy, these are the successful ones. وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ فِي جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدُونَ. تَلْفَحُ وُجُوهَهُمُ النَّارُ وَهُمْ فِيهَا كَالِحُونَ. These people who are going to Jahannam, they will be disfigured. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala is going to ask them, were these ayat not read to me, read to you? Did you not hear these words that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is again and again repeating to us? Prepare for the year after. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. You're going to die. Aynama takun yudrikul maut. We're going to leave this world one day. But my death is still far. I don't have to worry. When I come there, then I will make istighfar and tawbah. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives us this choice that you decide where you want to go and which direction you want to be taking. The hadith I mentioned in the beginning, and perhaps this is more appropriate for the occasion, عن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما تركت بعدي فتنة أضر على الرجال من النساء. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم says, after I'm leaving this world, I haven't left a greater fitna for men than that of women. Previously, perhaps it was difficult for a person to commit acts of zina. As the hadith mentions, the eye can commit zina, the hands can commit zina, nowadays the fingers can commit zina. So many a time a person should spend as much time outside the house as possible. Unfortunately today, with this new technology, everyone just wants to be inside. Where's the Wi-Fi zone? So before a person goes to sleep, something to think about also. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a time will come when people in the morning, they will be mu'mineen, but at night they will be disbelievers. And at night they will be mu'mineen, and in the morning they will be disbelievers. يَبِعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He'll be prepared to sell this entire deen of his just for some paltry gain of this world. So perhaps in the earlier days it was difficult to fathom. that a person can go to bed at night with iman, and in the morning he will wake up without iman. How is this possible? Simple, easy, now we can find out today. Person goes home immediately, he's in the room, he locks the room. What he does, take out the phone. And here we start. First step, just let's chat with someone. So now, previous days after Isha, you go home and sleep. The servant play outside till as long as we can, 10, 11 o'clock, let's be outside. Come home, I want to be in the room alone. And as Mawlana said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah sami'an basira. Allah ta'ala is hearing, and Allah ta'ala is watching. This word basira, also many ulama mentioned, depending on your situation, you can give the tafsir. If I'm doing something wrong, then Allah is watching me. Be careful. Inna Allah sami'an basira. Allah is watching. Like if you're going to do something wrong, and you realize someone is watching, you will stop. But this word basira also means Allah Ta'ala is overlooking you. Like when a parent is at the park and the child is playing on the swing or the roundabout, the parent is also watching. But here the parent is watching to save the child from any ill. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basira for us also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watchful over us. Like Allah Ta'ala can be that being who is going to punish us for the wrong, Allah Ta'ala can prevent us from doing the wrong as well. This coming of us here today, it's not on my own accord. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Even Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam says that this ability to do good, that also comes from Allah. This iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with, it's not my own doings. I've done this, so Allah owes it to me. A hadith of Rasulullah mentions that things of this world Allah ta'ala gives to whomsoever he wishes, be a Muslim or a non-Muslim. But this iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gives to a person Allah loves. Iman, Allah only gives to a person Allah loves. Which means one side is already sorted. Allah loves me already. How am I responding to this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And it's so simple. Our life is so short. 60 years, 80 years. That 80 years I just need to live within the confines of the Sharia. And forever and ever. Forever and ever, time immemorial. Perhaps this is something we can't even fathom. Because everything I know has a beginning and an end. This car came out last year, it's brand new, this year it's old. This person is living for 100 years, he's still going to die. Nuh alayhi salam's time, 1,000 years, they're still going to die. Everything is going to come to an end. But this eternity is something that I can never understand. So if I just sacrifice these few years, forever and ever, I'm going to be successful. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly mentions this. In the hadith he says, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. Intelligent person is that one who controls himself and does those actions which will assist him in the year after. وَالْعَاجِزْ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And a foolish person is that person who does as he pleases. And comes the end of the day, someone say, why you done this? You didn't read your salah today. You're not fasting. You're disobedient to your parents. That's how you treat your neighbors and your family members. What he says? Allah is غَفُورُ Rahim. Allah will forgive. Allah will forgive. Allah is غَفُورُ Rahim. If you read the ayah, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Allah will forgive, definitely. But for who? لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You turn to Allah in repentance. Oh Allah, what I done was wrong. I'm not going to do this again. Thereafter, with your iman, you're doing good deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to forgive you. So like I mentioned, the person is alone in the room. What's he going to do? The choice is his. How is he going to spend that night? That's how he's going to wake up in the morning. So I'm spending my entire night on the phone. Now there's load shedding. So now it's less. I only got 1 hour. 10 o'clock, the lights are going. What's going to happen? So last 10 minutes left. Let's see what's going to happen. Now you've got this virtual things coming. And this person is busy on the chat. And the last thing he says is, as the thing progresses, it gets, everyone knows, the person is getting hyped up. So he said, now send a picture of yourself. And this girl is about to send the picture. Lights are gone. All colorful adjectives come out of his mouth. What the all those things are happening. All these things happening. So now this person at night is going to sleep with this condition, waiting. That when the light is going to come, I know she's going to send this picture. And perhaps he won't even spend that night sleeping. 2 hours or 3 hours load shedding. And Allah Ta'ala decides now for him to leave this world. No guarantee. What's his condition going to be? Take another example. Everyone knows we're going to die. Allah Ta'ala says, the announcement is made in 1 hour's time is going to be Qiyamah. How will every person love you? Today after Asr, Salah is going to be the day of Qiyamah. What will be the condition of the rest of my afternoon? How will I love? This last Asr, Salah, how am I going to read it? That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu Salatan Muwadda. The Salah you read must be like the last one you're going to read. So that last deed that I'm going to be doing, that's going to be presented to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that's how I should be living my entire life. Everything that's happening, that's going to be my last. I don't know if I'm going to go out of a zazan. Come to the stop street, hey, one person passes in front of me. I had the right. So I start hooting, road rage, start fighting with this person. Next minute you hear there's an accident and I passed away. What was that last action of mine? That last action, was it something that pleased Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala or something that pleased myself? So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given us this time. And as I mentioned, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is telling us that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Alhamdulillah, we've been blessed with Iman. Together with the Iman, in order to keep this Iman of us, of ours, we need to do our Amal Salihah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who have Iman, and together with the Iman they do good deeds, Allah will guide them. We saying in the Salah every day, إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Oh Allah, guide me, oh Allah, guide me. Allah is saying, do this and you will be guided. What is my response? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. So as we mentioned that hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, people will go with Iman to bed, but the next morning they're going to be raised without Iman. And on the other hand, if I had to sleep the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught me, simple things, don't just read the whole Quran in one hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, he says there's a simple act. A simple act which many people will not do, because for acts for us we'll say maybe it's too simple. And he tells Sahaba Ridwanum to remember Allah, every day after every salah you say 10 times. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Just 10 times. This will keep our Iman intact. And he says before you go to bed, you recite the Tasbih Fatimi. Can't be more than 2 minutes. This will keep our Iman intact. In another hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that any person who recites any surah at night, so before you're going to bed, while you're removing your clothes, while you're making your bed right, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرِ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. How long does it take? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah deputes an angel to protect this person. And what do we need protection for? Our Iman, most important. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and each and every person has desires here. I wish to have this, either relating to the Akhirah or this world. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person who performs wudu and then goes to sleep was some of the zikr of Almighty Allah. Some, as we mentioned, 10 times you say Subhanallah before you sleep. Read one ayah of the Quran al-Karim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if that person wakes up at any moment at night, any moment, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his worldly or akhirat, means Allah will give it to him. Your needs for the world and akhirah can be sorted out just by you going to bed with wudu and the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are going to wake up at night. For whatever reason, you make that dua. And who is saying this? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it. What we mentioned previously, what's the demand of my Iman? That I accept what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, without question. And one more hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person goes tonight with the remembrance of Allah, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel to protect him the entire night. So in the day it's easy for me to protect my Iman perhaps. I do something wrong, recite kalima la ilaha illallah. After something bad, do something good. So one sahabi asked that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I say la ilaha illallah, is that a good deed? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what greater deed can there be than saying la ilaha illallah? Because this is the criterion for everlasting success or damnation. So it's simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a choice. I can make this choice. Each and every person, Allah has given us the intellect to choose. You decide what your future is, and future is not just for this world. Everlasting future for the year after. If I mess up, I leave this world without iman forever and ever. Ever and ever I'm going to be unsuccessful, living a life of misery in Jahannam. Allah save us all. But on the converse, if I have to leave this world with iman, then definitely I'm going to be successful forever and ever. So one other thing is, how am I going to save myself from all these fitnas that are coming? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Mr. Abdul Hamid also mentioned, the fitnas will come upon you one by one. Like a person takes a tasbih and he snaps the string. The beads start falling out. You want to catch one, two are falling out. It's just going to come upon you, one after the other, one after the other. What do we do? We can do whatever our minds tell us to do. Or we can do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah creates good and bad. Allah knows everything that's happening. So Allah ta'ala says this is going to happen. Dajjal also is a creation of Allah. The fitna is a creation of Allah. But Allah ta'ala says this is the fitna, this is the antidote. And it's not coming from any pharmacy, this is from Allah himself. So Allah ta'ala tells us, we should all make intention to do these amal. Simple things also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions a person who recites Suratul Ikhlas, Falaq and Nas 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening, then it will be sufficient for him. Sufficient as far as all his amal is concerned, sufficient also for his protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah Kahf, we hear this time and again. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who recites Surah Kahf every Friday, he will be protected from all fitan. وَإِنْ خَرَجَ الدَّجَّالُ عُسِمَ مِنْهُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even if Dajjal has to come, he will be saved from that too. So Dajjal is the worst fitna. Every Nabi that came warned his ummah about Dajjal. All the other fitnas, trials and tribulations that we see today is less, it's lesser fitnas. But if a person can be saved from Dajjal, all these other fitnas are minor. I need to take out time, 15-20 minutes that Friday, I can't live my Friday without reading that Surah Kahf. And ulama also mentioned daily now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions one hadith, learn 10 ayat of Surah Kahf. Learn 10 ayat from the beginning, 10 from the evening, from the end, and recite it daily. Again you will be saved. A person knows definitely my akhirah, my entire life that's going to be happening forever and ever is dependent on this. Will I do it or not? Again, the decision is mine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity. One more thing we can say worth mentioning is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ If a person wants to really change his life, then just remember death. That death is the thing that destroys all the pleasures of a person. And it's not difficult that I have to live my entire life, spend the whole day in the masjid, the whole night in the masjid, reading Quran the entire day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said the last hadith inshallah, اِتَّقُوا الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ Just save yourself from haram things and you will be regarded as the most ardent worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give you one example. If a person has few children in the house and now comes at night, everyone's throwing a tantrum. This one wants this food, this one lost his shoe, this one broke the window, this one's looking for a soccer ball. And there's one child that's sitting and doing absolutely nothing. Nothing. No good or anything he's doing. Obviously the father will look at favor with this child. Because it's not causing any difficulty to him. So in a similar way, I don't have to do all the good. I just need to save myself from the evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.